Blog Talk Radio.
Lush Radio is where you can hear the hottest music worldwide.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live on the air once again. This is how we do each and every Wednesday at 3:30 and 6 o'clock. It's going down. Lush Radio, we can't stop. Join the movement of independent artists. If you don't join it, then you're going to be a lame. First of all, I want to send a shout out to my man, my ultimate, the official sponsor of Lush Radio, Squares Fashion, located at 1208 9th Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. Holla at him on his MySpace, www.myspace, Squares Fashions. Phone number 202-341-2644. 202-341-2664. It goes down. My man Squares is throwing it down over there doing the fashion for the DMV. DMV stand-up is going down. I'm going to go to my callers, you know what I'm saying, to check in. And you know it's going down today. We're going to have the Street Queen, the official, your girl Boots, the one they hold, the official CEO of your streets, the words. This is how it goes down. Hood Punishes is coming through, repping NY and Baltimore. But we want to go to the lines. 240, where you calling from?
What's up, Lush? This is Letitia. How you doing?
What's up, Letitia? Yo, check it out. Check it out, y'all. Yo, if y'all don't know, y'all need to know. This girl right here is fire. This your girl, Letitia. You know what I'm saying? Repping NBB Entertainment, man. Doing nothing
That's
but
right.
Hottest. Man, she got this hot song with this hot track. She's a songbird. And if you ain't cop her album, y'all not even cop it. It's Letitia. I love the music, man. And you going to feel the music on here. It's going to make you laugh, cry, shake it, you know what I'm saying? Rock it,
That's
pop
right.
it. Letitia, what's good, man? Where you rapping? Do your shout-outs, man.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, of course, I got to give you a shout-out. So thanks for having me on here, first of all. And then, of course, you know, NBB Entertainment, you know, they have my back through everything. So they're the reason why the album is so hot right now. So between them and my family, I just want to be, like, you know, thank you. I just want to tell everybody thank you. It's a good album. It's a great album. Everybody should go cop it for real.
Yo, this is the DMV, and y'all need to stand up for Letitia, man. Letitia is doing shows around here, and we're going to have a full interview with Letitia, man. But she came to stop in, and what we're going to do is play Letitia's song called Fire. Yo, I'm telling you, this track and her voice is crazy. So y'all mainstream industry cats, if y'all ain't heard, y'all better jump on a bandwagon. It's a movement, man. And see, we got artists out here that's doing it. Like, take, for example, your girl, Letitia, man. She is doing it big. So stand fast. I'm about to let y'all listen to Fire. And you got your choice. You either going to stamp it or you going to trash it. But you know what? I'm telling you, when she said Fire, all you can say is Fire, man, because this is serious. It's going down. Check out Fire. Exclusive.
I hope so. I go and get.
If I learn one thing from this world, it's that life is survival of the fittest. You have to be mental, tough because the weak-minded fulfilled if you give up before your moment has come. Stand tall, even in the face of danger. You're the last standing, then baby, you've won.
You can't control me. Yeah. Good for you, baby. I'm not fooling around, baby. Yeah. I'm
Lush exclusive, baby. That was your girl, Leticia, repping for the DMV, baby, because it goes down all day, every day, and that was fire. I ain't never heard no track like that back with that song, Bird. You know what I'm saying? Leticia, y'all call in at 347-827-7722. Stamp it or trash it. But you know you want to stamp it because you know Lush stamps it. We got to call a 404. Where you at, 404?
Yeah.
404?
Yeah, about an hour.
404.
Maybe tomorrow. What time is this? What time?
404. Yeah. You live on the air, 404.
Yeah, that's why. That's why.
Yo, Leticia.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, Leticia? Leticia, yo, that's fire right there, dog. Fire.
Thank you. Thank you. I was going for a little, you know, something a little bit different because that track, you know, it describes me. I feel like I got that fire. And anybody, you know, who's going to do something out here definitely has to have it. You feel me? So.
Yeah, we about to go to these callers, man. I got 404 on the line. 404, where you repping? 404.
Hey, what's going on? This Nick, Intuition Photos. Hello to everyone. 404. That's right.
Yo, what's up? What's up, Nick? Nick, what's good with
hey,
you?
Hey, what's going on? Everything good. Definitely trying to progress in life and continue to do these pictures and photography and expand on my business.
So I'm saying, did you hear that fire? You hear that fire from Leticia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you hear that? Hello? I guess Nick occupied or something, man.
No. I'm so sorry. I definitely apologize. I got clients calling me while I was on the phone with you all. But can you repeat your question?
Yeah, I was saying, you know, were you able to hear that fire from Leticia DMV?
Oh yeah, definitely. Leticia, you're very talented. Yeah, definitely. I loved it.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely loved it. Thank you for even welcoming me a part of the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Hey, it's no problem. You know, the movement is supporting entrepreneurs, artists, photographers, doctors, anybody trying to do their thing, worldwide, international, man, supporting the movement. That's all we about on Lush Radio. But, Nick, tell them about yourself. I'm going to tell y'all, Nick is like one of the hottest photographers I met out here in the DMV, man. In it, versatile, he'll do anything you need. All you gotta do is your vision, and he will knock it out for you, man. Nick, tell him where you repping, man. Where you repping, man?
Hey, sure, no problem. I'm originally from Atlanta. Yeah, I do live in Washington, D.C. area. You can check out any of my photography, www.intuitionphotos.com, myspace.com, /intuitionphotos. Check out all of my pictures. Definitely something sure you'll love and enjoy. And basically what I'm trying to do with my photography comparison to everyone else is basically capture the beauty in life. Because there's so much beauty in life that we need to see and appreciate. Basically, just take our mind off from all the stress that we come to day to day. It could be something simple as kids outside playing. It could be something as a man showing affection to his girlfriend or his wife. And it could be something simple as the sunrise or the sunset. I mean, sometimes we just don't take time to appreciate that. And I just want to capture all that with my photography and show that to my viewers. That's all.
That's what I'm talking about, man, seeing the vision, man. And for both of y'all, for Leticia and Nick, man, you know what I'm saying? Both of these cats, you know, I'm going to have individual interviews so with them. So, you know, or y'all can call in now at 347-826-7722. Like I said, check out Fire. Fire is a hot track. Her whole CD is hot, basically. But, you know, check it out. Leticia, where can, you know what I'm saying, where can they hit you up at?
They can hit me up on my MySpace page, which is www.myspace.com/LATECIANBB, and that's N as in Nancy, BB. Or they can also visit the official website, which is www.nbbent.com/LATECIA.
That's what I'm talking about.
Both of those.
That's what I'm talking about. Check out the Leticia. You about to go to these callers. I got 240. Where you repping from, 240?
Hey, this is Dollar Gail, a.k.a. White Chocolate, representing from D.C. What's going on?
This is my girl, Dollar Gail, another songbird. This girl right here is fire. You got to check out her interview on my show also. She's fire. Also, I got a singer on here, Leticia. Introduce yourself to Dollar. Dollar, you know, she's an R&B singer also. So,
what's
up,
Donette? How you doing?
I'm fine, Leticia. How are you?
I'm good. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
And the woman of the hour is actually on the line. I hope this is Boots on here. I hope Boots is on here.
No. This is Curtis from Baltimore. I just wanted to call and say that the Leticia joint I just heard was fire. It's crazy.
Okay. That's what I'm
talking
about.
Thank you.
It's crazy. You got it. Where can we purchase the album?
Did you say when can you purchase it?
Yeah.
Or where? Well, the album is available right now on digstation.com. Just go to digstation.com/LATECIA, and you can purchase the album there. And then it'll be available on a lot of different digital stores, iTunes and stuff like that. And the mid part of September, it'll be at Kemp Mills, Best Buy later in September. So please, if you get a chance, please support
definitely,
your artist.
Definitely.
That's what's up. That's cool. So, Carla, you put a stamp on that, Carla?
Stamping it.
That's what I'm talking about. Stamping it. Do it on that. Stamping it. So I'm saying, y'all check out Fire. If y'all feeling fire, call in. I'm going to play it again throughout the show, 347-826-772. Call in and tell me if you stamp it or trash it. You feel me? But I know you definitely going to stamp it. But, Darlette. You know what I'm saying? Tell us the updates and what's going down with you, Darlette.
Okay, well, I just did a couple of shows. I did a show in Jersey Saturday, and the week before that, Saturday, I did something for Maryland Fashion Week fashion show. I performed for that show downtown Silver Spring. So I'm just still promoting the new single, I Know You Want It, and I'm just grinding with that. There's some other things in the discussions, but I'm not going to, you know, leak that out just yet because nothing's official until I sign some papers. So, but it's just going good. I got another show coming up this Saturday in Brandywine at an event with a go-go band. So I'm still just promoting, doing shows all over the city.
I'm talking about. Motivated, innovated, man. Join the bandwagon. Support the movement. We got photographers like Nick. We got artists like the teacher. We got artists like Darlette. They going down. They entrepreneurs doing their thing out here. Support the movement. We going to go to 410. I hope this is Boots, man.
Nah, man. This
is
Boots,
man. Oh, this is another person from B-More. Where you repping?
Baltimore, man. That joint Leticia, man, is hot.
It's fire.
Oh, fire, man. You need to play that.
Yo, Leticia, you getting all this love in B-More, Leticia.
Yeah.
I appreciate that, for real. I really do.
Just calling in from B-More like, yo, They feeling this fire track, man. I ain't never heard no track like that, though. So, caller, you stamping it or trashing it, caller?
Man, we stamping that.
Y'all stamping that. That's what I'm talking about. Letitia is getting stamped all day, all through the day. Call in at 347-826-7722. Call out. You want to shout out? You want to shout out somebody? Shout out somebody, caller? You want to rep where you from?
From Baltimore, man. Baltimore.
Baltimore? All right, then. What's your name, caller?
And Sam.
Sam, we got mad love for you, Sam, man. Thanks for man. Thank
all right,
you.
Peace.
Man. Later. Yo, what's good? Letitia, you getting all this freaking love out here, Letitia.
I know, it's exciting, you know.
Everybody love Letitia. Everybody love Letitia.
What's your MySpace again?
What's your MySpace again, Letitia?
It's MySpace.com/LATECIANBB.
NBB?
Yeah, N as in Nancy, B as in boy, NBB.
Yeah, man. Like, Letitia is doing it, like I said, man. Support these starving artists. Support these entrepreneurs out here, from lawyers to doctors. African-Americans, man, we got to love each other. You know what I'm saying? Support each other and stop cutting each other's throat in the DMV, man. You cut each other's throat. We need to support each other, and it's all about the movement, supporting the independent artists and independent entrepreneurs in the DMV worldwide, international. This is how it goes down. All day, every day on Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? My girl, Darlene Gail, is in the building. My man, Nick, Intuition Photos, is in the building. Letitia, Love Music, is in the building. And we sit down. And you know it's Wednesday. Each and every Wednesday at 3:30, we shut it down. The next show is at 6 o'clock with your man, Al Capone. You know the man that smacked up T.I. We going to holler at that, man. But we still going to go back to our callers, but we going to put them on hold for a second, you know, and go to this quick little commercial and throw it down. So hold fast, man. We're going to come back to y'all, cats. We love you. We're going to hold on for a second and put this commercial on. It goes down each and every Wednesday at 3:30 and 6 o'clock, man. It's the exclusive, the hottest interviews going down on Lush Radio, man. Hosted by your girl, myself, you heard Lushy Lush. Each and every Thursday, we got the Lush Lounge where you can express yourself through spoken word, where spoken word is the window to your soul on the Lush Lounge. It goes down at 8 o'clock. We got the open mic call-in, share your words, and do your thing on the Lush Lounge. Each and every Friday, we got the clowning session where me and your man Cornflake gets it down and on and popping. We call in, we talk to most of the influential cats in the hip-hop business. We talk about hip-hop, the crazy things that go down in hip-hop, the rumors in hip-hop. It goes down each and every Friday, me and Cornflake on a clowning session, man. This is how we do. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby. Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. Send a shout out to Media Masters. If you need EPKs to websites, to CDs, to flyers, business cards, anything to promote yourself or your business, Media Masters got you, man. Contact them at info@MediaMasters.net or call them at 443-405-1111. 443-405-1111. Man, where creativity is life. Media Masters, the East Coast premier multimedia company, man. And Lushy Lush says, man, put a stamp on that and mail it to yourself, baby. Holla at me. Yo, your girl Lushy Lush back again in the building. Got my man Nick from Intuition Photos. Got my girl, Darlene Gail, a.k.a. White Chocolate. We keep it chocolatey in the Chocolate City. And we got your girl, Letitia, repping NBB Entertainment, man. It don't stop, we won't stop, can't stop the movement. So I'm saying all of y'all entrepreneurs doing y'all thing, y'all got any kind of advice to give these young youth coming out here, you know, when they trying to start their own business? First, we're going to go with Darlene.
I mean, just stay focused
and continue to improve on your craft and just, you know, network, network, network.
All right, Nick gone? All right. So, Leticia, you got any advice?
Yeah, I'll just piggyback off of what was said before, you know, like just stay true to your craft and keep working real hard at it, you know, for, you know, every, you know, 100 doors that's closed in your face, you know, it's going to be one door that's open, and just take advantage of it and keep moving and don't listen to the negative things that people have to say, because whenever you're making moves, it's always somebody that's going to try to, you know, say something to bring you back. So just stick with it.
Yeah, we got a lot of haters, you know what I'm saying? Haters everywhere we go. Haters everywhere we go. We got a caller calling in. 508, where you repping? Where you from? You live on Lush Radio. What's up, 508?
Yo, what's up?
Where you repping, 508?
Hey, this coming from Boston right here.
Boston is in the building, man.
Boston.
Man, was you able to hear that fire song, son?
Yeah. That thing wicked there, man. I'm feeling that. How can I get a copy?
You can get a copy by going on digstation.com/Leticia. You can also, it'll be up on iTunes and the other digital stores like in the middle part of September. So. Oh, thanks for the love. I feel special right now.
That's good.
I like it.
I like her stuff. It sounds good.
Hey, so, Carla, you stamping that or you trashing that? You stamping it, doggy?
Stamping it for show.
That's what I'm talking about. Boston in the building
show.
Is showing love, man.
I'm going up on Dig right now to grab this.
And she's pretty too. Not even just.
Hey, I'm on the MySpace now. Hey, you got.
Oh Lord. Anyway. Hey Nikki, I'm sorry for the delay, but I just want to go back to your question. The question that you asked me, I was ripping and running at the time.
Hey, you see how entrepreneurs be so busy.
I'm sorry. I heard you. I was running.
He like the baby. He like the baby Russell Simmons or something. You know what I mean?
Hey,
asking you questions. You gone for a minute.
No,
I
ain't never stay still. I always got a lot of stuff going on. I'm sorry. What was the question again?
What I asked you, Nick, was what kind of advice as an entrepreneur can you give some of these young, coming, aspiring young individuals that want to open their own business or want to do photography and stuff like that?
Well, that's what you have to really identify what you're really passionate about, because it's a full-time job. You know, it's not like a 9-to-5. It's a lot of hours you have to do, and you have to be patient about it. You definitely have to do your research. You definitely have to keep a pool of good people in your circle. And you have to really be hungry for it, something that you really want. Just pray to God and continue to be pushing it and continue to stay motivated and encouraged and just don't ever give up, and then you'll be very successful.
Darlette, what's the hardest thing you had to face, you know, just, you know, trying to put your album out there and trying to do your music? What's the hardest thing you had to face?
The hardest thing I've had to face, and I'm still having a hard time facing this, is just the radio rotation. It's been really difficult to get it on the stations and, you know, trying to figure out how to navigate through that being independent label, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And me representing myself, and I'm under my own label, so that's been a struggle for me.
Do you feel like they kind of biased when it comes, like, in this area, like, it's almost kind of like it's biased when it comes to rotation and radio play?
Well, it's just the industry, and it's just learning the industry and understanding how it works. And I'm not going to say it's biased. It's just, you know, it's just knowledge is power. So once you know how everything works, I mean, we can look at it and say, oh, it's biased, blah, blah, blah. But it's a method to the madness. And once you learn that, you get a better understanding about how things work. So
Leticia, what is the hottest thing you had to face as an R&B artist? Leticia?
I would say, yeah, sorry about that. I had the phone on mute. yeah, like getting, you know, trying to get your stuff on the radio. If you don't have, you know, you have to know people that know people that know people and also know the ins and outs of the business and, you know, being an independent artist, you know, it can be difficult. That definitely is one of the hardest things out there, you know, so you have to use every avenue you possibly can use to try to just get people to hear it, because I feel like once people hear it, you know, they'll love it, but it's a lot of people out here that have great music, and the only reason why they're not famous is because they can't get the right, you know, the music in the right people's hands, so that's the hardest part.
So Nick, what is the hardest thing you had to face doing photography?
Oh, wow. So much. I would have to say it's so much. Basically, having people just notice you, you know, like, because you can take a picture of something and you can say, hey, I love this picture, this is really art, and then to some people it may not be art, and to other people it may be art. You know, being an artist of whatever you decide to do, whether you're a photographer, whether you're a musician, you have to stick to that passion, and, you know, some people will like your music and some people will not like your music, and some people will not understand the picture or whatever it might be. So I think as a person, you have to stay encouraged, just me staying encouraged of like, hey, I really, really like that, or I really, really took an excellent picture of that, and to show people that, hey, it's different sides of photography. It's so much that's involved in photography, so it's not just one-sided or just portraits or just, you know, school pictures or something like that. It's so many different avenues that you could take photography. So just opening people up to really see my art and my craft, that right there was very difficult for me.
Well, hold on one second. We want to go to these phone calls again. We got a 202. 202, where you repping, 202? 202,
hello?
What's up, 202?
Yeah, I'm from Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah, what's up? What's your name, babe?
Yeah, I was really liking that Leticia joint. Fire, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm really liking that tank. Yeah, 804 is filling it.
So are you putting a stamp on that caller?
I'm definitely stamping it, Jane.
Yo, put a stamp on that, baby. That's what I'm talking about. So where you repping from VA, you know what I'm saying? So how you doing today?
I'm doing good, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. We always love to support live here. On, you know how we do, Lush Radio, all day, every day. Call in, support your girl Leticia, support your girl Darlette, support all the entrepreneurs in the building, man. 347-826-7722. Stamp it or trash it. Is you feeling fire? Because I'm on fire right now, dog. Yo. DC is in the building, DMV, stand up. This is how we do all day, every day. So, caller, you got any questions to ask Leticia or any one of the entrepreneurs on here? Well, I guess the caller, you know what I'm saying, bounced. So, we back in the building. We're going to go back to the callers in a second, but we got to go to this song, you know what I'm saying, from your man Al Capone in the building. Put this on a hold. You know? Yeah.
I'm on the block, 24-7. Hustle in the rock, hand on my weapon. Watch with the cops, 24-7. Can't let them get my trap, hand on my weapon. I'm on the block, 24-7. Hustle in the rock, hand on my weapon. Watch with the cops, 24-7. Can't let them get my trap. How it be, only hustlers relate to the street sound. You gotta get it, to live it, so I stand my ground. I'm on 9th Street, I'm on 31st. You want the new heat, the one stop, they got it first. A lot of Dell rep, an industry vet. My name ringing from the state, but I steady sweat. This work is never done, I'm always on the run. all my tears. I'm on the block 24/7, hustling the rock, hand on my weapon. Watch for the cops 24/7. And let me get the drop on me. Hey, look, I'm on the block 24/7.
Lush back in the building all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? This whole thing is going down each and every Wednesday, how we do, back with our callers. And I'm hoping that this 443 number that's calling in is our woman of the hour, Boots of Hood Punishers. Is that you, Boots?
Nah, this ain't Boots.
Who this?
This the kid, Ronnie Jr.
Yeah. What's up, Ronnie Jr.? Where you repping, Ronnie Jr.?
You know, I'm repping GB. I'm over here in Glen Burnie.
Glen Burnie,
yo, baby. All day, every day.
Was you able to check out that fire, son?
That fire joint is fire.
It's fire. You put a stamp on it, son?
I'm putting a stamp of approval on that.
Wow. Leticia, you hear that, Leticia?
F-I-R-E.
Yeah.
You hear that?
I'm having problems with my phone. I'm sorry.
That's how we do. F-I-R-E, fire.
Fire, that's she getting this love on the station. This is how we do all day, every day. Show your support. Leticia, 347-826-7722 is going down. Fire, hot track. She got some other hot tracks. Leticia, tell them again where they can purchase this at.
The CD can be purchased on digstation.com, www.digstation.com/LATECIA. You can also go to my MySpace page, and it'll also give you some information, or you can go to www.mvent.com/LATECIA, and you'll be able to purchase the album.
Yeah, and you're live on Lush Radio. Caller, you got to ask Leticia any questions?
No, just keep doing what you're doing, baby.
Oh,
yeah. How we do. DMV stand up, international stand up, worldwide stand up. Put a stamp on it and mail it to yourself, baby. Yo, so we talking about the challenges that you got to deal with and actually being an entrepreneur, rapper, singer, whatever, you know what I'm saying? The biggest problem I find is the hating. The hating. The haters. The super haters. The little haters. The big haters. The haters.
I agree with that.
They just hate so bad.
Hater rate on somebody.
What you say? Yo, you was breaking up, son. Yo, you in a bad area. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now, Verizon? You know? The caller is gone. We love you, though. We love you for your support. Can you hear me now, Verizon? But, but we're talking about the haters, man. Y'all need to stop hating, man. Stop drinking that Haterade and drink some Loveade and start loving each other and stop hating. If you don't join the movement, then you're lame. I want to take a time out to, you know, shout out Dennis from Demographics, you know what I'm saying, Tattoos. You know, if you want to be in the industry and you high and you want to do that rap, hip-hop stuff, you know how they do. You got to get tat it up. And my man do the hottest tattoos, man. He located right there in Chevrolet, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing. You can hit him up at www.myspace.com/DNSKIOO, or you can call him at 202-957-5685, Dennis at Demographics, the hottest tattoos in the area, and my official sponsor, Squares. If you ain't squared, then you was a lame. Holla at him, 1208 9th Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. And you can call him at 202-341-2664. And it goes down all day, every day on Lush Radio, man. So back to the haters, man. What is the most hateful thing that somebody's done to you, Darlette?
Let me think. I would say, okay, it's people. The worst thing I've experienced is like people in certain positions, power positions that can help you, and they just won't do it.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
You know, and you just be saying to yourself, dang, they know about this and this and that. Why they ain't tell me? You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, why they trying to keep it a secret from me? Or, you know, it's like they don't want you there or something. Like, so, I mean, I'm not going to say no specifics, specific individuals, but I've heard that, and it just leaves you kind of puzzled with, but you know what I've learned? I don't take things personal because everything is business, and I'm sure there's a reason behind it, and I feel like God is in control ultimately. When my time is right, it's going to happen for me regardless of who try to stop me, so I don't even really pay attention to that.
That's right. That's a good attitude, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so what's the most hatingest thing somebody did to you, Nick?
Oh man, wow. That's a lot. I remember.
We always talk about it a lot.
It's a lot. It's always a lot. No, because you learn day by day. Each every experience is a learning experience. Even with the haters. So you have to. That's what their purpose is here. Is just to hate. So that really is here to make you stronger and continue to be motivated, to be honest with you. So I welcome the haters. You know, please hate on me because then that makes me stronger. But I like to have to say the most hating thing somebody ever done, they had a strong connect to do basically photography for an international magazine and travel all over the world with this international magazine. And they know who they are, you know. So
No names.
They know who they are. So they had this connection, and basically I really wanted that connection, and as a competitor, you know, he looked at me as a competitor, and he kind of feared my photography because, you know, I had a better eye than him, I felt like, and a lot of people did also. So he didn't want to hook me up with this connection, and that's when I realized, regardless, I'm gonna have to do it myself. So, you know, maybe that wasn't the right connection for me. Maybe, hey, I'm working on something bigger and better. So that's what I had to learn from with that situation.
But you know what you are, though, Nick?
What's going on?
Fire, man. You're fire.
I appreciate the love.
Put the fire out.
Excuse
me. You know what I'm saying? Where can I
find my next work? Oh, it's www.intuitionphotos.com. So you can check that out, intuitionphotos.com. Yeah. And there's a request for contact on there. You can also, when you put your information on that request for contact, it directly shoots to my email address, and you can also reach me there.
Okay. What's up with that MySpace though, man?
The MySpace.com/intuitionphotos.com. I got photos for your house. If you need photos for your house, you need photos just to take your mind off any kind of stress. I have an array of thousands and thousands of pictures. I'm always at different events. And at the same time, we can get you in the studio, take some nice pictures of you. So, you know, feel free to check out my work and check out anything and give me a contact. That's all.
Okay.
Because, you know, each photographer has a different eye. As I learned when I used to model, each photographer has a different eye when they shoot you. One photographer might have shot you, and you might have kind of been all right, but then another photographer shoots you, and you could be the most glamorous that you've ever seen yourself before. Everyone has a different eye, so it's always good to go to different photographers to see the different looks that you can portray out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that.
And so, Leticia, what's the most hating thing that somebody's done to you?
I would have to say a long time ago before I was with the MBB family, I was working with, you know, a lot of different, you know, producers and things like that, just trying to get on. And I was spending a lot of money trying to go to studios and stuff like that. And I always wrote songs, but I wrote this one particular song for myself, and I didn't record it yet. And I kind of, like, passed it on to some people and let them look at it. And then one day, one of my friends gave me a CD, and it was another girl singing my song. And I wrote it. Nobody asked me if she could use it. I was so hurt. I'm like, stole that from me. Like, how did that happen? So, I mean, I learned a lot of lessons from it.
That's when you got to get the stomp down. But for real, though, man, y'all got to stop stealing people ideas, man. Stop stealing people ideas. Stop people stealing people's songs.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
That, I was saying, make sure you have your stuff in order before you leave.
Yeah. And that's another thing, you know, because you're young, Leticia, and coming up and everything. I know they educated you a little bit more in your new fam that you with. But like
yeah.
I'm saying, even with any young artist, just like Darletta tell you herself, make sure that all your work is copywritten. Don't show it to nobody.
Well, I know now.
Definitely.
Unless you copyright it, even with your photos, copyright it, because they will steal them and claim it as their own and slap their own logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
Please, when it comes to business, it's all good, have time and everything, but please cover yourself when it comes to legal matters, because anybody can steal your stuff, man, for real. So let's get real. When it comes to music, photography, anything, make sure you LLC whatever company you want to do. Make sure you got your paperwork in line. Make sure you copyright and send it to the Library of Congress. Make sure your stuff is on SoundClick. Make sure if you're selling in the stores, you got your own barcode. Make sure you copyright your stuff. Develop a logo and stamp yourself. It's all about branding yourself. Support the movement all day, every day on Lush Radio. We don't stop the music. We won't stop the music. We love the independence. We deal with mainstream too, but our focus is if you're a mainstream person, Make sure you give back. Make sure you don't forget where you came from, because you was in the same predicament, man. So support these people. They out here, they starving artists, and they hungry, and they ready to get it. So come through, holler at them. And if y'all ain't cop this album, and if y'all heard Fire, y'all better bring the fire and call in at 347-826-7722 and holler at your girl, Letitia. And also holler at your girl, Darlette, and call in and talk to your man, Nick, about this photography. Any up-and-coming artist that needs a photo shoot for the album cover or anything like that, call your man, Nick, and he will hook you up. Nick, where can they hit you up at again, Nick?
They can hit me up at myspace.com/intuitionphotos, and they can also check out my website, intuitionphotos.com. I definitely appreciate any support.
Hey, you always got to support the independent movement, man. I believe that if you help, if you support, they shall come. They shall come. If you build it, they shall come. But, you know what I'm saying? Support the movement, man. And shout out to my supporter, my sponsor, Squiz, man. Shout out to him again, like I said. Shout out to Demographics, you know, 350 Maryland Avenue, Cheverly, Maryland, 207-784-202-957-5685. And it goes down each and every Wednesday at 3:30, and we got the 6 o'clock show with your man Al Capone, the one who smacked up T.I. I know y'all heard about it. So hear from your man's mouth, why did he smack up T.I.? He with that little flip tent. But y'all check that out at 6 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? The woman of the actual show that was supposed to be on here, I don't know what happened. She might have fell asleep on me or something. But I still love you, dog. Because, you know, you a hood punisher all day, every day. Hood punishers is always circulating the streets. You know, we're going to bring it up here. It's nothing but the real hood, the truth. Next time you might be on the next issue. But you know what I'm saying? We about to go to this commercial. You know what I'm saying? We keep it hood all day, every day, man. Hood punishers.
Yeah. Yeah. Hood punisher. A three-way.
Know about the hood, yeah, what you know about the hood, nigga, what you know about the hood, hood punisher, hey, I'm from the backwoods down South Carolina, home of the real, y'all pussy like vagina, your pop noise, niggas beat it where you can't find you, if you think I'm lying, then they put it on my own mama, I'm in the hood, nigga, better get yourself a llama, cause on the streets, niggas eat you like Jeffrey Dahmer. Summertime, blood stay hot like a sauna. Niggas doing drive-bys, killing niggas' mamas. You don't wanna get wet, better death, or else get your umbrella like Rihanna. Real talk, everything else, false, false. Leave your outline, then choke. I'm the boss, no matter where I'm at. It ain't where I'm at, nigga, it's where I'm from. And I'm coming from the bottom of the map with a 100-round clip on the bottom of the strap. So,
what you know about the hood? through the hood like a true hood punisher.
Curious, you wanna be one of us.
Known to the world on this mission. Open up doors just like Benson. Boxing, I'm ready, steady to let it go. You know my flow coming through highs and lows. Beat them up like a retard on the cripple tip. Punishing them hard so you won't forget.
Girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man. Send a shout out to Media Masters. If you need EPKs, the websites, the CDs, the flyers, business cards, anything to promote yourself or your business, Media Masters got you, man. Contact them at info@mediamasters.net or call them at 443-405-1111. 443-405-1111. Man, where creativity is life. Media Masters, the East Coast premier multimedia company, man. And Lushy Lush says, man, put a stamp on that and mail it to yourself, baby. Holla at me.
Yeah. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back again on the building. What's up? Yo, Leticia, you getting nothing but crazy love all day, every day, because you know why? Because you got talent, and we support you, man, all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, you know what I'm saying, Chris. I got to send love to my man, Chris, because you know why? Because if I never met Chris at Square's, you know, Jump Off, you know Square's my official sponsor for Lush Radio. You know what I'm saying? Check my man out. Nothing but the hottest fashion. But, you know, if I never met Chris then, Chris got, you know, the hottest videos, you know what I'm saying? Y'all want movies and all that. That's your man, Chris. But he do. But if I never met Chris, I wouldn't have never seen none of this. Leticia, I would never been introduced to Leticia, the whole fam, and how they get down, you know what I'm saying? So I got to show love to my man. You know I love you, dog. You know what I'm saying, bruh? You know what I'm saying? Thanks for that ride, homie. One love. But but Leticia, is still on the line? Maybe Leticia gone. Darlette.
Yeah, I'm still here.
What's up, Darlette? Darlette, you know what I'm saying? We got to show love to our independent individuals doing it out here, independent artists, entrepreneurs. Nick, you still on the line?
Yeah, sweetie, I'm still here.
Yeah, so, I mean, I want y'all, Darlette, where can they check the music videos at and stuff, and where's your next performance at?
My next performance is, I forgot the name of the venue. I don't have it. They told me, but I forgot the name. It's just, I can't keep up with everything, but the address is...
take your time.
Mm-hmm. Let me look on my MySpace page because it's on there. Hold up. Yeah, if they just Google my name, Darlette Gayle, DarlettGayle, a whole bunch of stuff will come up. You go to YouTube and search my name, my videos and stuff will come up. So it's, I'm all over the internet. So if they want to locate me that way, I'm all over that.
I need to check it out, man. She's all over the internet. She's on YouTube. Check out Darlette Gayle, a.k.a. White Chocolate. You know what I'm saying? It's not spelled the normal way. How they spell it?
W-H-Y-T-E, chocolate. And, okay, yeah. Performance on the 23rd, which is Saturday, is at 14710 McKendree Road, and that's in Brandywine, Maryland.
So, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and then August the 30th, I'm doing an event for Increase the Peace, Stop the Violence event. It's going to be in Uptown Northwest, and then I'm in Philly and on the 14th of September. So that's what I have scheduled right now.
Y'all hear them dates, man? Darlette is doing something in D.C. calling Increase the Peace, man, meaning we need to stop this violence, stop killing one another, man, and start loving one another for real, man. Love, peace, and nappiness, man. Why we can't just be nappy and love each other? Can't do that.
Because we want perms. We want perms.
Not everybody can get a perm. Some people can just be nappy.
And that's all good, too.
We love the nappiness, man, especially that nasty kitchen in the back, though. But we love
you,
though.
I'm nappy today, too, so I can relate. get it twisted because I'm light skinned, man.
Oh, man, for real.
So it's all good.
I know.
Nah, don't do that, Nat. Don't do that, Navi. Keep it purring. Keep it purring. Keep it purring. Don't even lie to these people.
preferences.
Hey, I didn't say that. I love the natural, but you know, your man Nick said, don't come around him being nappy. You better get a perm.
I heard
that.
If you came out of the pool or something, maybe I can understand, but nah. You got my preference.
Funny.
He said, I had that engine.
The real engine, not the fake engine, not the glue. You know, this engine, no, it ain't. That's the Stobalt. That's Stobart.
Hey, so both of y'all is watching the politics and everything, you know, with Obama and McCain and everything like that. So, I mean, who are you guys voting for?
I would just have to say, to be honest with you, I wish people would just close their eyes and listen to both candidates. You know, and really, really, really listen to what both individuals have to say. Forget the Republican, forget the Democratic. Just really close your eyes. Don't go on race. Just really listen to, like, what is really needed, you know, to definitely make America safe, secure, and continue to progress. You know, currently we're going through a recession. I don't care what anyone says. You know, we're going through a real recession. So if you just really take time to close your eyes and listen to both candidates, and really listen to them. Don't prejudge them. Don't say, hey, this is a black man, you know, I'm going to naturally go for him, or this is a white guy, so I'm not going to go for him, or he's vice versa, or he's a Republican, I'm a Democrat, and that's how I feel. Just really close your eyes and listen to both candidates and have them, when they express their views, you know, just definitely, then you can really vote for the candidate that you feel like is the best. But, you know, until then, I mean, don't really talk to me. But it's obvious. Dude, that's all I say. Because I think a lot of times there's people, they focus on race, they focus on who the person is and what class they in, whether they're Democrat, Republican, whether they're here or there. And just really close your eyes, you know, and just really just open up, close your eyes and open your hearts. That's all I ask. Really, that way you can tell like, who's the best candidate for you.
Man, you just, like, really, like, sound really emotional, son. The tears just almost came out my
eyes,
dog.
I'm sorry, yeah, I'm sorry.
The tears just came out my eye, dog, for real. You was real emotional.
Yeah. Well, you got to have high self-esteem to come on this show.
Oh, boy.
Man, if you don't have high self-esteem, you don't need to be on the show. That's it.
Darlette, what's your feel on the whole political thing?
I just don't even like to get involved in that because it is what it is. It's politics. I will say I am a Democrat, but, you know, this election, I'm just disappointed. The last three, I've just been totally disappointed with the way things are going on, and I'm just going to pray about the situation. But like he said, keep your, you know, close your eyes and open your ears, I will say, and listen to what they're saying and try to make the best judgment according to your heart. Let your heart lead you to the judgment. Because I don't know. It's just crazy. I just feel like, in my opinion, it's going to be who they want it to be. At the end of the day, I don't care how you vote. They talk about the electoral vote. That's what counts. The Congress is in control of that, so it's going to be what they want. And, I mean, yeah, we can get out here and do, you know, make our voices heard, but at the end of the day, I think it's going to happen just the way they intended to happen. It's all written and it's going to come to pass, so I'm just sitting back to wait to see what's going to happen.
How y'all feel about, they said they dropped the gas down like a couple of cents. How y'all feel about that?
I'm happy about it. I ain't going to lie about that, but I'm going to tell you this, and this is my thought on that. when Bush first got in office, I will never forget. I kept telling people he started doing that tax credit for people to buy the SUVs. The gas prices went up, up, up. I tried to tell people this. They don't nobody want to see it. Now that it's about to come to a close, it's starting to go down and all this and that. And I'm afraid that, honestly, if they put Barack in office, I honestly believe that they're going to make him a puppet and have him to be the front man and do what they want him to do. It's just a terrible situation, and I don't know anything about it.
What you think about that?
Well, I mean, the gas prices, it's so funny because they were tremendously rising and, you know, just dropping a penny or two pennies, I feel like isn't enough to be honest with you. I mean, you can't increase gas prices every day 50 cents, and then we're gonna drop it down 2 pennies tomorrow. It's an imbalance.
But see, this is the thing, right? It's like subliminal messages, right? You know how like some people gonna be like, yippee, they done dropped it down a couple of cents, so they thinking they getting some shit. Hey, it's still high, dog. It's still high. The government is doing subliminal messages, man. And if y'all don't fight the power and y'all don't go there and protest, let me tell you, they have reserves. They can drill. They got reserves in the United States of America. They can go get it, okay? And in other islands, they can go get it. But they know we need gas. We need to go to our jobs. So they're going to do whatever they want to, and they're going to capitalize on it. They are playing tricks on us.
I just want to know what happened to them getting Osama bin Laden, and they went over there and roughed off and killed the poor little man Saddam Hussein,
hey.
And they still ain't got Osama. Whatever happened to that? That's what I want to know.
They got him on speed dial. They got him on speed dial. They just
you
call
know
to see how he's doing. You know what I'm saying? You right?
Let me tell you something.
And I constantly had this argument. How do they have all these pictures of this man and all these videos of him, but they can't never catch him? They were like, this is what he look like. This is what he look like. Here you go right here in the video. He on YouTube. Check him out. Check out his mouth face. I'm like, man, y'all know where that dude is. Check out his MySpace, you know what I'm saying? MySpace / Bin Laden, look, you know, get at me, dog.
I mean, it's crazy.
I know that, you know what I'm saying? Look at him right here. We got another tape of him. What's going on, Bin Laden? Just chilling, man. Trying to wait for Barack to get up in that pit.
Bin Laden is a rock star, man. Bin Laden is a rock star.
Man, Bin Laden is a rock star, man. He's tipping America.
He's a daggone magician. He'll 1 minute gone and next, right before your very eyes.
No, he ain't gone. He look. First of all, the man's 6'8" in Iraq. Ain't nobody that tall in Iraq. You know, he like a basketball player. So you 6'8". You can't go in no. You cannot go in no cage 6'8". Believe me, I sit in a regular airport in a airplane. I'm 6'3". It's uncomfortable for me just to get on an airplane. So I know this brother, 6'8", can't be in no cage, chilling. I'm going to tell you what he's doing. I'm going to tell you exactly what he's doing. He walking around in the public. He like, ain't nobody going to touch with me. You know, I'm the Don around here. Tossing me, I'm blowing up your house. You know, so that he can see everybody. He's 6'8". You know, if anybody 6'8" walk in, he's like, oh, they go Bin Laden right there. Oh, okay. That's why they got all the tapes of him. That's why they got him on YouTube. They know exactly where he at. They just like, nah, you know. He keeps
part of the plan.
Nah, but see, this is the thing, right? I believe that all of this was planned, man.
I'm telling you,
like, even September 11th, man. You say, look, I'm ex-Army, right? I've been to Iraq and everything, right? And they were sending people over there. You know, it was a suicide mission, right? Mm-hmm. They said we're going over there for biological weapons in Iraq. What are we doing in Iraq when we're supposed to be in Afghanistan with Okay, Saddam and then his father, right? Bush's father. So he's trying to show how big he is. And it's all about controlling the oil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they going over there to show their butts, and they go over there. What have they accomplished but kill innocent Americans over there, contractors, Americans, DOD, been killed over there, and the numbers of people that's been killed are not even mentioned on TV. They're going to tell you what they want to hear. Then, okay, September 11th, what building is actually built? The way, where's the debris from the plane? Where's the debris from the plane hitting the Pentagon? Where is it? There was no talk about what happened to that plane. Mm-hmm. Government cover-up. Okay.
Exactly, because it was a bomb. It wasn't a plane. But I'm going to leave that alone. That's a whole nother subject.
That's another subject. Man. It's a government cover-up. Government always want to, they run our lives, man. It's like basically, you know, they can determine how much we're going to make, how much we're going to do, this, that, and the third. They know they raping us, man. They know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. And what kind of vice president been in office, and they ain't never talk about this dude. This dude been sitting back and collecting money, capitalizing on what's going on this
shooting his friends on, shooting his friends and stuff on hunting trips and stuff.
Let that be a black man. Nah, let that be a man. Let a black man go play basketball and then shoot his friend for winning the game. And you the vice president. He the vice president. You cheated. You actually fouled me. I'm gonna shoot you now because you fouled me. You know, I'm the vice president. I can shoot you. I can shoot you and make it legal. Matter of fact, I'll shoot you and then pay you off. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to shoot you. Keep talking trash. I'm going to shoot you and pay you off. You know, that's what I'm going to do. Oh, I'm sorry. Here goes $1,000. We cool. You know, let a brother do that. Oh, you want to foul, huh? Okay, I keep something in the trunk. I keep it in the trunk. Don't worry about it.
It's just crazy, man. It's like people get away with murder. And then, right, they talking about, you know, Obama, you know, support. You know what was messed up is that Obama, even though he African-American, right, that don't mean nothing because you know what? You know, the Black Caucus ain't even support him. And freaking the NAACP ain't support him. And you know what I'm saying? You got to count at how much actually African-Americans really supported him. Not that much, really. You know what I'm saying? And that's crazy. So if you get in the office and these cats start asking them for favors, all he got to do is turn his back on them because, dog, when I needed y'all ain't support me. Y'all cutting this man's throat. And I don't understand. It's like black people start doing all kinds of crazy stuff. Tyra Banks is doing some kind of commercial talking about she support Obama, but it's like she laying in the bed mimicking the wife and all this crazy stuff. Who does that? People mumbling stuff under their breath. These are our black leaders. Come on, man. Where is the black power? Ain't no support no more, man. I don't know what's going on.
She ain't lying.
I say, hey, I got this time called It's the African American Way. But we have to try to stay away from the African. Let me tell you an example of an African American way. African American way is, take for example, I go to the doctor's office, pay for gas, pay for parking, right? I ain't going to mention the hospital or nothing. No names, right? But I go in there. I sit in there. Came there early and everything. Sat there. Everybody got seen. They done took my information, mind you. They tell me, oh, well, I'm sorry, Miss So-and-so, but your appointment was canceled. Wow. I ain't getting no phone call, no nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, if I went to a Caucasian hospital, they'll call you like, Miss So-and-so, we just trying to confirm to make sure that you still coming and da-da-da and if that and the third, right? Or your appointment is canceled. Basically, us African-Americans really don't care and, you know what I'm saying, like putting people in an inconvenience. Another African-American way, you have a birthday party for your kid at 3:30. Tell people be on time. They come almost when the party over or they think they having an after party. They come when they want to, on their time. African-American, have a job. You ask them, go take a break. They're gone for like 2-3 hours. It's the African-American way.
If anybody see you, I see you.
It's the African. And see, like, you know, they say that Obama's our savior, but we can't even save ourselves. And that's the reality of the truth. that we need to understand the ignorance that we have in ourselves. I love my black people. I love the color of my skin. I love y'all to death. But it's things that we need to improve and change with ourselves, seriously, because there won't be change.
Yeah, man. I mean, sometimes just grow up and make yourselves better.
Yeah, we just need
to
grow up, man.
Something every day. Try to improve something every day and try to do something productive every day, even if it's just one thing.
Yes, man. It just sickens me sometimes because it's like even some of our children don't even know proper etiquette, man. It's like I'm like, come on, we better than this. We do not have to be the stereotype that you want these people to think we are. We are not.
Mm-mm.
We are not.
Mm-hmm.
Don't settle for less because African Americans can do anything they put their mind to. Do not ever settle for less because you deserve better and you need to be better. You understand? Support the movement of independent entrepreneurs. Stop cutting each other's throat and stop blaming other people for your mistakes. Accept responsibility for your actions, man, for real. Because it's the truth. We might not want to hear it, but it's the truth. You see it every day, darling. You see it every day, Nick. You know what I'm saying? Even dealing in business with each other. We try to cut each other's throat. What'd you say, Darla?
I said, it's rough. And even myself,
It's definitely rough. And, you know, the hardest thing about it is, you know, to just keep it. Not let it change who you are. And, you know, to hopefully wanting to continue to do business with other African Americans such as yourself that definitely want to help each other out, because you do find a lot of them trying to bring you down, and you're like, damn, Lee, I gotta go to the white people because I don't get no love from brothers or they don't understand business, and it's like this is not personal. This is business, you know. I mean, you make a lot of sacrifices, a lot of money involved. And, like, I'm trying to just definitely move forward. And the more and more you try to move forward, the more and more you're going to get distracted. You're going to get haters. You're going to people try to knock you down. I mean, you're going to get all that. So you got to continue to encourage yourself and be motivated.
Hey, you got to be encouraged at all times. You know what I'm saying? Be encouraged at all times, all day, every day. You got to encourage yourself, man. Don't stop, you know. Even when people tell you that you ain't going to amount to nothing, or you feel like, you know what I'm saying, you can't do it no more and you frustrated, you got to encourage yourself because nobody's going to do it for you than you. Nobody's going to hand you a silver plate or a silver spoon out here. You got to get it how you live, man. Don't sit back and wait and think that Prince Charming or Miss Prince Charming or whatever going to come and save you, because we ain't saving you. Save yourself. Save yourself, man, for real. Stop getting stuck. I mean, I know some people had to deal with the whole welfare thing and everything, but don't let it run your life. Try to do something and better yourself, too, and instill that in your children. Try to be better than me. Try to be better than me. You can do anything. I tell my daughter every day, if you want to be a single mom, anything you want to do, as long as you are the best, I support you 100%. You know what I mean?
I definitely agree. Ladies, unfortunately, I have to go right now. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's been a pleasure, Nick, man.
It's been a pleasure. Check out all my work.
I love you and support you on everything you do, man, for real.
I appreciate it. And just keep in touch with me, okay?
Oh, no problem, man. It's all love, man. Nick, Intuition Photos, it goes down each and every day. Support your independent entrepreneurs, man.
Thanks. Much love.
All right. Yeah, I'm right here with Darlette, man. Darlette, love you, Darlette. And we support you in everything you do, Darlette. And I need y'all to catch Darlette's shows, you know, especially the one in D.C. going down. Support the, you know, keeping the peace in the streets. We need to stop killing each other, man. Come check out our shows. Go on MySpace, check out Darlette Gale, a.k.a. White Chocolate. It don't stop, we won't stop, we can't stop. You know what I'm saying? Support your independent entrepreneurs. And shout out to Squares, my number one sponsor. Shout out to Dennis Demographics. the hottest tattoos in the Chevrolet area, all in the area going down. Darlette, where can they check you out again, Darlette?
Okay, just go to either of my websites. It's DarletteGale.com or MySpace.com/DarletteGale, and it's spelled DarLetteGale.
That's what I'm talking about. Support the movement. I love you, girl, man. I know you got to get to stuff, you know what I'm saying? And I know you got stuff to do. And I love you. Thank you for calling in. Always showing you support because I love you, girl. You're going to do it.
Yeah.
All right, girl. You have a wonderful day, man. And I always stamp on it, man.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. See you next.
All right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Lushy, Lush, you know what I'm saying? It's always love on Lush Radio online. You can check out my MySpace at www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline, Blog Talk, www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And like I said, once again, shout out to my number one sponsor, you know, Squares, located at 1208 9th Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2001. www.myspace.com/squaresfashions, 202-341-2664. We don't stop, and if you ain't square, then you're a lame man. Square has the hottest fashions in the D.C., MDV, DMV, all over. We going down. Shout out to Dennis at Demographics, 3501 Maryland Avenue, Chevrolet, Maryland, 20784. Call them at 202-957-5685. www.myspace.com. DENSKI00. The hottest tattoos in the area, man. Get tatted up. Yeah, you heard Fire, the exclusive from your girl Leticia. She loves the music. Get an album. It's going down. Shout out to MBB Entertainment. Shout out to your man Flat Dog. Shout out to Media Masters. Shout out, you know what I'm saying, to all my DJs out there. Shout out to Niger. Nigeria is in the building. Number one, green, white, green. You know, shout out to MySpace. Shout out to Blog Talk. Shout out to Heat Magazine. You know, all my supporters. My big bruh. You know what I'm saying? Ice Mike, always doing it. Check out his show. He on my friends list on Blog Talk. Man, holla at me, man, all day, every day. Shout out to my man De Niro in NY. It's the money, top student, schoolboy. All y'all that always show me love all day, every day. I love all of y'all, man. It always goes down on Lush Radio, man. We never stop the music. I love y'all. Check out my shows each and every Wednesday at 3:30 and a 6 o'clock show. Don't forget about my show at 6. It's Al Capone. You know that man that smacked up T.I. Call in, ask him why he did it, and we're going to play some of his music because it goes down all day, every day. Lush Radio. We can't stop the music. We won't stop the music. Support Obama, but support yourself. And remember, you can do anything you put your mind to and keep God first all day, every day. Because if ain't nobody else loving you, God's going to love you because he loved me and I love you too. Because for real, support the movement of the independent entrepreneur and artist. Support it. Show the love. Come in. Comment on the show. Download the show. And hit me up, man, at www.myspace.com/LushRadioOnline. We don't stop. I'm never going to stop. And I love you. So you know how we do. You know what I'm saying? All day, every day. Lush Radio is in the building. Yup.
It goes down each and every Wednesday at 3:30 and 6 o'clock, man. It's the exclusive, the hottest interviews going down on Lush Radio, man. Hosted by your girl, myself, you heard Lushy Lush. Each and every Thursday, we got the Lush Lounge where you can express yourself through spoken word, where spoken word is the window to your soul on the Lush Lounge. It goes down at 8 o'clock. We got the open mic call-in, share your words, and do your thing on the Lush Lounge. Each and every Friday, we got the clowning session.
What's up, mommy?
How you doing?
I just called to say I love you.
Dear mama, can I talk to you for a second? Lend me your mind so I can help my children with their life.
Dear mama,
I wanna hold you tight. I know you did what you did just to mold me right.
Dear mama,
my world is a crazy life. Rapping on stage at night, trying to count that flavored ice. I wanna come back home, cause the house that I live in is not my own. I wish I listened to you back in the day, cause I realize now you got so much more to say. You told me to stay in school, not to be a fool, not to be so cool.
Dear mama,
I know the life that you give is the life that you live, to be a wife with three kids. You told me get my money up, my niggas acting funny, then give them dummies up.
Dear mama,
you said get me a flock of hoes, make sure that they proper and eat at Papa Do's.
Dear mama,
see I understand now, hoes bring money. You said don't give a damn how. You said don't get high off my own supply, wait till the streets is dry and hit them with them apple pies. Mama Capone, never thought you could lose. Now you in the wheelchair, now I'm singing you the blues. I'm praying a lot right now to take you out the hospital and show me how. I'm also praying to my sister, I know that she listening. Me and my brother gonna stay fresh like Listerine and hope. We will never see the jail again. Coming home to matching bins, you and I are best friends. I know my daddy ain't shit, he left us on the corner trying to find him a bitch. You taught me how to shoot a gun, you say get caught with it so I never have to run.
Dear mama,
I know I love you to death. If I had one breath, it'd be in your chest. I got a story to tell about a single parent mother who had a story to sell. A game must be sold, never told, it's monopoly. Buy you four cars, but buy you some property. I heard everything you say, talking to you is a blessing, now I'm on my way.
Dear daddy,
yeah you fucked up right, running the streets doing the day, staying out all night. You kinda lost your way, back to our real estate. Taking mommy kindness for weakness is what I really hate. Buying all them hoes, buying all them clothes, taking them to shows, showing them the ropes, giving them the hope that life would be great when mommy's the one that's putting the food on our plate.
Dear daddy,
you supposed to be a pimp, you supposed to be the one to show me how to break a bitch.
Dear daddy,
supposed to be a boss.
Dear daddy,
you supposed to have it all.
Dear daddy,
what about your other life? What about your motherfucking kids and your loving wife?
Daddy,
we always wanted you there, all we needed was time, but you can never see clear. Me and King Love needed you, he was a football star, but you ain't seeing through it. Now you back on the block, you back chasing rocks with a needle in your arm. But I still got your lady charm, I keep a different color bitch posted up on every arm. You had the perfect life, my brother's mother and my mother wanted you for life. Yo daddy, I won't fight you though, I just make pretend that I don't like you ho. You just wanted fame, I look just like you, but I got my mama name.
Dear daddy,
now what am I to do?
Father Day at school, mommy had to come through. Show and tell, you in jail, I can never tell that. Take a child to work day, you a pimp on the track, daddy. My life is fucked up. I could blame you because you ain't show up. My brother I born had to hold us down, teaching me to rob and steal in grocery stores around the town, daddy. All your plans was fucked up. But mommy had another plan to marry her another man, daddy. She had to hustle for a living. Daddy met mommy, then we moved on to better living. Now, when I say daddy, I mean you. I mean my new daddy, Arnold, he stayed true. This the man that taught me how to be a real G. Him and Uncle Roy broke it down like a whole key. So I have to say goodbye. Hope you live a good life while I live real fly. That's the way that our story goes. Our mommies was the man of the house when it unfolded. Now, daddy died from overdose. Mommy sick with multiple sclerosis. In the hospital, spirit broken. Yeah. King Love's in the army now. I'm rapping in your town. My sister's dead in the ground. Yeah. I born cut hair. My oldest two brothers is dead from an overdose. Wow.
Starving Artist Record.
Black Al Capone.
Yo, who this?
It's the Dubs, man. With Locality Magazine, man, up in Kentucky.
Oh, what up, man? I was just saying, who called me from Kentucky, man? What's poppin'?
Man, it's all good, man. I'm trying to, I got this issue coming out, man. I want to get you on the cover, man, and get a story, man, so you can let people know what's going on with you.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. Shit, that's what it is, man. I'm going to be glad to do it and shit. When do you want to do it?
Man, ASAP, man, as soon as possible. Whenever you get ready to get some shit off your chest.
Okay, I'm ready right now, man.
Bad.
Yeah, it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, man. Send a shout out to Media Masters. If you need EPKs, the websites, the CDs, the flyers, business cards, anything to promote yourself or your business, Media Masters got you, man. Contact them at info@mediamasters.net or call them at 443-405-1111. 443-405-1111. Man, where creativity is life. Media Masters, the East Coast premier multimedia company, man. And Lushy Lush says, man, put a stamp on that and mail it to yourself, baby. Holla at me.